A 24-member transition team and an advisory council have been inaugurated by President-elect John Mahama shortly before he left for the ACP conference in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea. The team, chaired by Vice President Pakuasiemi Saafa, will manage the transfer of power from the outgoing Mahama-led government to the incoming government under the same leadership. The advisory council is also chaired by the Speaker of Parliament, Joyce Bamford Addo. President Mahama urged the team to live up to the task and consult at all times the advisory council for further clarification. Pascalina Dadevo has filed this report.
The inauguration of a transitional team is under the Presidential Transitional Act 845-2012. The team will manage the smooth transfer of power from the outgoing government to the new government under the same president. It will also take inventory of all executive assets during the last presidential term. This is to promote transparency and eliminate corruption by public officials. The statutory members are made up of the Chief of Staff, Henry Martin Newman, Secretary to the President, James Beba Komensa, Secretary to the Cabinet, Ben Egan, Minister for Justice and Attorney General, Benjamin Kumbo, Minister for Finance, Kwabena Dufour, and Minister for the Interior, William Abua. The others are the Ministers for Defense, Joseph Henry Smith, Foreign Affairs, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, and Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ovusu Ampofu. The rest are the National Security Advisor, Brigadier General Nunu Mensa, National Security Coordinator, Colonel Larry Gwevlolati, Head of Civil Service, W. Kemevo, and the Head of Local Government Service. Other members are Paul Victor Bing, Roger Angsowini, Elizabeth Joyce Villas, Johnson Esiedin Ketia, and Vital Azim. The rest are Dasibre Kwebu Ewusi, Nana Soglo Alo, Dr. Ajiman Bedu Akosa, Nano Yelita, and A.K. Boni. The three-member advisory council is chaired by the Speaker of Parliament, Joyce Bamford Addo, with Professor Akilakwa Sawyer and Professor Mariam Irama Adi. President Mahama urged the team to ensure that the required procedures are followed.
We need a law make for transfer of power or transition from, even if the incumbent president is continuing. There was a bit of fuzziness there. They talked about an incumbent president continuing into a second term. Definitely nobody made provision for the fact that a president could die in office and be succeeded by a vice president who would then become the incumbent but be transitioning into a first term rather than into a second term. But based on advice from the Attorney General, we have been guided by the spirit of the law. The transition team is to arrive at decisions by consensus, but where there are irresolvable matters, an advisory council, which is headed by the Speaker of Parliament, will determine such matters expeditiously.
On behalf of the team, Vice President Pakuasiemi Saafa said the team will execute its mandate to an impressive conclusion. He has summoned the first meeting of the team on Friday.
We have had a week, the last week, of admirable progress in the practice of democracy that everybody around the world is congratulating Ghana for. And we hope that this will be another lesson that the rest of Africa, probably the rest of the world, will see that Ghana is a beacon for them. We have decided that we'll have a preliminary meeting of an administrative nature to determine the members who will serve on the three specific areas, committees, that the law requires us to. That is the inauguration committee and principally the government machinery, the processes by which the ministers prepare handing over notes so that their successors will be able to carry on from where they have left off.
President John Mahama has since left at the head of a government delegation to Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, for the 7th Summit of African, Caribbean, Pacific Heads of State and Government. The day's summit, called at the instance of Gabonese President Ali Bongo Ondimba, will focus on the future of the ACP group and its commitment and solidarity to the European Union.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting.